Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, welcome back. We are talking about spiritual diseases. And here's another one. When people want to be worshipped like the Most High, the head of churches and all that, and umagukulunywa, and kushunyayelwa, kukhothiwa yena kuqala, the founder of the church. Yeah, Ezekiel 43 verses 8 says, when they set their threshold by my threshold and their doorposts by my doorposts, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them in my anger. When people are replicating and they are building their own kingdoms, using churches and ministries as NPOs and NGOs, building their own empires, and they are building their own threshold by the threshold of the Father, their own doorposts by the doorpost of the Father. And the Father says, therefore I consume them in anger. Spiritual disease, power mongering. People want to steal the glory. Power mongering is an indicator of spiritual diseases. Ministries are named after people. Hey. Ay. Professor. What do you get when?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
It's getting tougher and tougher. You're talking about power mongering.
Mm.
And you know, now it's like we are robbing God. I'm looking at that picture whereby we know exactly who the glory belongs to.
Mm.
And Tina, we want that glory to be redirected to us. So it's a form of robbery. It's like we are having this gun and we are pointing it at God and say, you're not going to receive this. We want this.
Mm.
So that's the picture that is very, very scary. And I can imagine if God would respond to such an act, how would he respond to people who are robbing him of what belongs to him? Which is why at the end of the day, we become a nobody, because we have taken the glory of the Lord. We have turned it to ourselves, that spiritual disease. In other words, I can even say, if it's not robbery, it's more of foolishness. Because if you cannot now be able to discern what belongs to you and what belongs to God, we have gotten into a state where we cannot differentiate. You've got to a state of foolishness, because now we have taken what belongs to God and we've made it ours. We think we are at a better state for so doing, but it is a state that speaks of sickness, that speaks of disease, which is why God would judge us very harshly when these things are happening. So while we talk about this, there's something else that is coming to my mind about spiritual diseases. One of them you've mentioned, a sin of unbelief.
Mm.
And that one, it's so vile in the house of God. The people who are expected to have grown in God, we have heard the word now and again, and now you expect the fruit of the Spirit to be born, and you don't see the fruit of the Spirit of unbelief. So in other words, we worship God with our minds, but there is no way that we are worshiping him with our spirit. So when things are not happening physically, we immediately lose what we've been saying all along. And we see the fruit of unbelief, or we see the traits of unbelief. And when God speaks of unbelief, he is not pleased with people who have no faith. Mm. And those who don't have faith cannot please God. So unbelief is one of the spiritual diseases that we need to guard against. It does not seem as though it is that bad, but it is bad because it is totally saying to God, you are unable. It removes and it robs God of his power and authority. If we are going to go to him with a lesser faith or lacking faith, we are simply saying God is unable to take care of us. We are saying God has created us, but God is unable to provide for us. These are the things that we say without saying when we have been attacked or when we live by the spirit of unbelief. It is a disease that we need to deal with and ask God to assist that we may grow out of such and be able to be a people of faith and demonstrate this faith holistically, that you may draw more people to Him. The Bible says when we lift up the Son of Man, because we believe in Him, He will draw people to Himself. But we can't lift him up if we don't believe in Him, if we don't trust Him, if we don't have faith in Him. So it goes back to that fact that if we have unbelief, we are trampling down on the Messiah. And we are robbing Him of the authority and power of what He has and what He can do for us.
We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about spiritual diseases, what they are all about.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
All right, we are talking about spiritual diseases, what these are even all about. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us there. Let's hear what you say about spiritual diseases. Sibongile Mofokeng, our very own Bobo, says, congratulations, Professor Passere and Professor. Would desperation be a spiritual disease? Desperation. Would desperation be a spiritual disease? I am asking because in desperation, people run after false gods and their false teachings for healing and success. As I'm asking this because in desperation, people run after false gods and their false teachings for healing and success. Let me just respond before the professor. The issue of desperation, you could see it also in anxiety. And the word tells us to be anxious for nothing. And the very fact of anxiety is an indicator of different forces that come together to bring a whirlwind of desperation within a soul, within a person. Then people start to become now very much inclined to want to do whatever could be done to get whatever they want to get. And even if it is sin, they will. So desperation is a leeway, it's a door. It can lead to spiritual diseases. You know, once you basically say, look, the word says we should be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication make our request known unto the Father, then why do we become desperate? Why? Varom bekomer? Why? Yeah. Professor, what would you say to what Sibongile has asked?
Thank you, my brother. You just took the words that I was going to say, and you just quoted the same scripture, that desperation is a door to what the enemy would do. So at the end of the day, you could sort of say it is a disease itself. What it does is that it brings the door of anxiety, or it brings anxiety. And once you have anxiety, you are susceptible and vulnerable. So once you are in a vulnerable state, anybody can say anything and you would do. And you would listen to any voice. And some of the voices that you would be listening at the time because of desperation are not the voices of God. They are not the instruction of the Father. So desperation puts you at a state of vulnerability. Once you are vulnerable, you become a victim of everyone, a victim of every source, a victim of every voice. If you're a victim of anybody, you can serve anybody. You can do anything. You can even sell yourself because you want this thing to be done. But God says in the verse that you quoted, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So we can't be desperate if we are in God, because we are waiting on Him. And God instructs us, wait upon me, wait on me. So while we continue praying and wait on the Lord, we shouldn't open the door of desperation. We shouldn't open the door of worry, because the enemy is waiting for such an opportunity that he may present himself as an angel of light, whereas he will take us to darkness.
A door. And we need to be very careful with regards to that, because it can really mess us around. Desperation can also be a field for confusion. And that is why you'd see many people, because of desperation, doing all these things that they wouldn't have done should they had been in their sober minds.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, Shadrach Kumalo, uthini ke Shadrach? He says, Prare, abanye sebabeka inani le thanksgiving. Yeah? Sebabeka inani le thanksgiving. Kuze kwenziwe ama donation form, ukuze kuhlangane i 50,000 or extra. Loku ukugula. Eish, greed, man. Abuse of the saints. If 50,000 le yan Shadrach, by hlanganisa yan. Abanye sebabeka inani le thanksgiving. Oh, thanksgiving fanele nimnikeza ama 50,000 or nimnikeze 50,000. Hey, uyadlala wena. Mina ngabona umuntu afuna inevara. Bukhona enye iveni ke yaduma some few years ago, inevara. Ngikho kwaduma le bathi Toyota Condo. Hayi, bayala ke abantu, bayala. Ethatha bafundisi baye kwangena lenye bathi inevara. Hawu, nkosi yami. Ngoba Thanksgiving umfundisi fanele athole inevara entsha. Athole inevara entsha njalo. Athole inevara. The abuse of the saints and the saints buying into this. Because you see, it's a two-way process. The saints are buying into this so that they can be in this good favor of this miracle worker pastor. And the miracle worker pastor sees that they are buying into this and he's placing the price. It goes back to that aspect of them building their own sanctuaries in the sanctuary of the Father. They are doppos, the doppos of the Father, doing all the trading that is illicit. Professor?
Hey, hi. Wangshegi Sanginda Bayenevara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They are now naming their price. This is what the pastor is worth. It is a daylight robbery. Daylight selfishness. And the Bible speaks of such things, that we must also think for others. So if you're going to be self-sufficient and we think we need to satisfy ourselves, we need to do things for ourselves, yeah, we'll start naming the gifts. We'll start saying, these are the things that I am worth. And that is already taking us from the Lord. So I wanted to quickly go to the book of Galatians 5 as we speak about these spiritual diseases. And I know that some of them we know, and we are ignoring them. We think it's some of those things that happen. It says when you start from verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Then it says in 19, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, all of these. And what you just pointed out now is this self-ambition, that you need a certain type of a car because you think you deserve that. And all of these are the fruit of the flesh. All of these are the diseases, and they are allowed most of the time in our spaces. And we think this is how society has moved. These are the things that are now people practicing. And when somebody feels like you've done something wrong, he does not mind to hate you openly. And he even says, lawyer, I am getting pinned in Kurumi. This one did this and that. And you are asking yourself, is this person still in the Lord? Because hatred is something that we are seeing. It's evident. Jealousy, people are unable to be happy for you and with you. All of these are spiritual diseases. Idolatry, we have spoken about this. And murderers, we've spoken about this when God said, some of us have our hands full of blood. We no longer fear doing these things. We no longer fear killing people. And when we get involved and entangled with this, we think we are taking ourselves out of trouble, whereas we are breaking the law of the Lord. Drunkenness, even in the house of God. I've heard of an incident, particularly right now after the Easter's, that there were these gatherings that normally happen on Easter's, big groups. They meet somewhere in stadiums. And in this particular one, people in church were sold alcohol. And they were coming to a concert, big gospel groups. But in the event, there is a bar they are selling.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Naguma Awards, Naguma Gospel Awards, yes. Oh,
exactly.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So drunkenness has become a norm. They are like, it's accepted. Everybody knows that there is alcohol. Everybody knows that we can drink. Everybody knows that people drink. And then these people are singing about the Messiah. They are singing the gospel music, which is supposed to be changing the lives of people. And my question is, what do they expect when they render these songs, which then brings a difference between a minister and a performer? Because we now go to a state of performing for the world. We are no longer ministering unto the Lord, which is why we don't even care how we are and how we do these things. Drunkenness becomes, and alcohol becomes part of who we are. These are all spiritual diseases, and we have accepted these, and we think everybody is living by these ways. And when they talk to you, and you rebuke these, but why not to zenza ngono, brother? Because wonke umuntu uyazi masokuthi life is like that, you know? Because people have grown to accept these as the standards, as the norms, and they are no longer worrying about the word of God. Earlier on when we started, we said people no longer consult God. They no longer care what God wants. They are just people who want to fulfill what they want, other than to hear what the will of the Lord is, what God wants. What does the word say? Is this in line with the will of God? No. We don't consult God. We don't care what the word says. As long as I will satisfy myself, I'm okay. All of these sins, all of these things that are counted in Galatians 5, 19 to 21, we continually accept them because we see them in social media. We see them around us. We see them in the events we go to. and we have accepted these diseases and we are dying slowly, slowly.
We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. We are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual diseases.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Shadrach Khumalo says, Ukuya emngcwabeni sinike full support kumuntu osebenza kahle akhiphe izishumi kodwa ongenalutho akuyiwa sekuvele kuye ama individual amhawukelayo. Hey, yeah, it sounds like isonto labazalwane, baby. Yeah, it sounds like isonto labazalwane. Another spiritual disease there, favoritism, sectarianism, divisions and discriminations. If you see this, even in the country, then you can tell that there are spiritual diseases that are prevalent. Sibongile Mfukeng saying, learning and growing. Thank you, Pastor Ray and Professor. To God be all the glory, Sibongile. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Touching base on this, the very issue of spiritual diseases, what they even are all about. I want to hear from you as to what you make of them. And some of the spiritual diseases that you can say, I see them even around in our communities. I see them. I spoke about lies becoming an official language, and people basically go on to lie regardless. They go on to lie. It doesn't matter to them. They just do it. And it's a sad thing that you could ever hear or see. Here's a song, because we haven't played any. Here's a song. This song is just beautiful by this other friend of mine from long ago. Listen to this.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Just like that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, and of course, we are together till 8. We are talking about spiritual diseases, what these are even all about. And if one had to look around, would you be able to note some? It can also be in a ministry It can also be in a work situation, in your NPO, whatever ministry you're at. And you can be able to note these things really coming across. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Now, I am looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. It says, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of the Elohim, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. It means many become infected. Roots of bitterness. Bitterness at school, bitterness in marriage, bitterness at home, bitterness in the kids, bitterness at work, bitterness in the country, the prevalent bitterness. You'd see that. Watch Parliament Live, you understand what I'm trying to talk about. Bitterness throughout is an indication of a spiritual disease, because it says, by this many become defiled. When bitterness becomes a root, many become defiled. It means then many become infected. It's contagious. Professor, what comes to mind on this? Are you there? Where is the professor?
But no, no, I had muted myself. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, were you muted?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was talking to myself.
Sorry. But did you hear the question?
Yes, I did hear. We're talking about bitterness in Hebrews 12.
Yes.
Looking at verse 15 where you quoted, it says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. This becomes a door to many other sins and many other sicknesses, because from bitterness, there's obviously envy. From bitterness, there is unforgiveness. Mm. From bitterness, people would want to revenge. People would want to kill. Mm. This is becoming a door to many other sins that we could see coming. And we need to fight against the spirit of bitterness. And while we rethink or stop talking about bitterness, we need to look at what is the cause of this bitterness. It is because when things happen to us, or when I am approached by somebody who will inflict this pain, I don't take this pain back to the Lord. I don't take this pain and say, Father, this is what happened to me. I own it. So when you become a person who will own your problems, own your pain, they eventually form this wound of bitterness, and you would want to heal it yourself. And what better way of healing your own wound other than revenge? What better way of healing it other than hatred? So when people are full of bitterness, these are people who do not want to surrender their issues to God, who do not want to get God involved in their issues and in their problems, but they would rather take issues upon themselves. And that on its own is making God less important in your life if you will take care of your life other than inviting God in your issues. So it is a very, very painful situation and a big door that will bring lots and lots of sicknesses in our spirit life, and we get disconnected with the Father. When I am bitter, I become a pain to everyone because I don't see anything good. You will say something that you will mean for good, but because I am bitter, I'm not going to take the way you are saying it. I'm going to interpret it my way because I'm not in the right state. I am wounded, and my mind is not clearing, and my heart is not going to receive. Bitterness becomes a source of a disease that will open to many other diseases. Mm. But before I let go of this, I want to go back to you spoke of a of life becoming an official language. I've been thinking about life becoming an official language, and I'm looking at what is happening in our society. It's growing daily. Mm. Without lies, it's like people can no longer receive what they want to receive. They can't be who they are. Mm. If they're not fly. They cannot win what they want to win. And these days, we are exposed to the spirit of lies because everyone is under the influence of lies, particularly as we are facing elections. I don't know how much of such we hear every day, hearing what people would do, promising this and wanting to do this for the people of God, whereas we know exactly that they are looking on themselves to satisfy themselves, but they are using this language, whom we are calling, is an official language that is now being used, is prevalent out there. I want to read 2 Peter 2:19 as we speak about this spirit of life. It says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. Isn't it talking about what we know? While they promise them liberty, it means they are speaking lies that there shall be freedom, there shall be liberty. But they themselves who are talking these things are slaves of corruption, which is one of the diseases that we spoke about, corruption. And God is amazed by all of this. And he says, these people are busy talking. These people are promising this and that, and I did not send them. I did not promise that they are going to be able to deliver this. Maybe let's move this from the perspective of politics and we move it to the house of God. That how many things that we get promised, and people are promising this for their own gain. They are promising these that if you would offer more, you will be blessed more. Or if you would do this, you would get that. And they are not. We are not speaking the true word of God. And we're changing the doctrine of God to suit us, that we may be in a position of favor with our followers. It's not only outside there. It's not only in our society, but even in the house of God. We need to start speaking the true message, not twisting the doctrine. Let's not promise people things that are not in the word. Let's not say things that God is not saying, because we will be judged for such. Because it means now we are also doing things that are outside of the word of God if we will preach something that is not in the word. So it speaks of the corruption and the sickness that we ourselves have. But God wants us to ensure that we speak the word in truth, we speak the word that will give life, no matter how painful it can be, no matter how hard the word can be, but people need to know the word in its pure form and as real as it is, and be able to swallow it, that they may grow in the Lord, for them to be alive in their spirit.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Shadrach Kumalo, thank you for the WhatsApp. Says, ukubulala iziphiwo zikamoya ukuba sisebenzisa ebandleni bese kuba yi one man, one gospel. Hey, madod, nyakuzwa. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Brother Lee, I'm back, my brother.
Oh, back by popular demand. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. James 3:14-16. James indicates that if we vomela each jealousy, Brother Ray, leo any spiritual disease, Brother Ray, and selfish ambitions, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Today, jealousy bulele izwe. Abantu baze bafa ngenxa yomona, Brother Ray. UNkulunkulu akubusise after keeping uthenge indlu nemoto, abantu bathi loyo sinfana lezi zinto une pride,
uyadelela,
uyadelela bokela abanye abantu phansi. Ngesinye isikhathi ubulawe lezi zinto zakho zare ngenxa yomona. Ngisasho yena kokuvuma ilento kuvuka indaba kaKhaini noAbela, owabulala umfowabo uAbela. Nanamhlanje uNkulunkulu nakabusisile abantu abanejelasi, noma sometimes uthole umuntu akushade baba nejelasi, even family members bathi loyo phela sengumister or loyo ungumissis manje usebhekela abantu phansi. Kathi, my brothers, let's pray for each other.
Yeah.
sibongele abanye abantu, Brother Ray.
Yes.
Njengoba Solomon athi empilweni khona ama seasons, Brother Ray. Nathi nabe lento azofika la ama seasons, my brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Brother Ray.
Ngibonga mina.
Unkulunkulu akubusise. To God be the glory, my brother.
May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Butwami.
Thank you, my brother.
I was again. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mam Maureen.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Good evening. Greetings to you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Us as children of God, we do not have spiritual diseases. Always and all the time, in our hearts, our lips are full of praising God. Here is the song before I can bring the word of God. Let me just render this song for you, listeners of Radio Pulpit, Pastor Ray, and to the person that you are with, a studio. Here is the song that I will like to bring. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle. Yes, we serve the wonder. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle. Yes, we serve the wonder. We serve the miracle working God. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu. Thina sikhonza uJesu. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu. Thina sikhonza uJesu. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Yes, we serve the miracle God. When you serve the miracle God, you will never have a spiritual disease. You will never find yourself in the place where you are not supposed to be. You will never speak about the word not being a pastor or a teacher. When you have a spiritual disease, you found yourself everywhere. Uyazibeka ungabekwanga. When you have a spiritual disease, you speak something that God has not sent you. A spiritual disease, it's someone ozithola endaweni angafanelanga ukuthi abe kuyo. A spiritual disease, ukhuluma izinto eziphambana nani nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Yes, there are people out there abane spiritual disease, abangakhethwanga, abangabekwanga, people who are not chosen. They found themselves a pulpit, yet they are not supposed to be a pulpit. That is a spiritual disease. A spiritual disease. Umuntu ozokhuluma into angayazi, angayibonanga. A false witness. That is a spiritual disease. That person uneleprosy. Uzithola endaweni angafanelanga abe kuyo epulpit. So that is a spiritual disease. Tina, we serve a miracle working God. God who guides us. So when you have the Spirit of God, God will guide you in everything that you say, that you do. God will be our guidance. Thank you very much. Good evening, Pastor Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu. Thina sikhonza uJesu. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu wezimanga. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle. Yes, we serve the wonder. We serve the miracle working God. When you serve God, you will never have a spiritual disease. Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. We really, really appreciate. May the Father be glorified.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, Mandla Khumalo says, "Dala ngakugcina bra rengidinga i wheelchair electronic ukuze ngiyoshumayela ivangeli. Ngivalelekile, please may you ask saints to help me. Ngivalelekile. Uthi may you ask the saints to help me udinga i wheelchair ye electric." Umandla laphana uthi uvalelekile ufuna ukuyoshumayela. Please help. TV ngivalelekile, cela abazalwane to help me. Yes, Mandla Nkosi Khumalo. All right, and you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's see what you say. Spiritual diseases are there, man. You can't say spiritual diseases are not there and talk about them and say they are there. We need a straightforward answer. You tell us whether spiritual diseases are there or they are not there. When the Father was talking to Yasharal, Yasharal is the body of Christ, symbolic. And When you look into that, you will see also these are the children of Israel, just to say it so that we understand it quite well. Indicative of the church or symbolic of the church. And the scripture even applies to us. If he spoke to them about this, it also applies to us. His word doesn't change. So we can't say people don't have spiritual diseases when we see them backsliding, backbiting each other, being full of jealousy, being arrogant, even on air, and all those things are indicative of spiritual diseases amongst the saints. And it's something that we need to look into there. When they talk bad about people they don't know, when they say all these derogative things about people, you know, we hear them live here on earth, on air, and someone would just call in a tuge, a guest, and all. It's a spiritual disease. The very fact, it's a spiritual disease. So spiritual diseases are there. And we need to look into the word of the Father so that we can be able to note this. And we see in all this, the indignation of the Father becomes directed at us if we continue living a life that renders us spiritually diseased, infected, defiled. We should be careful about that.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Okay, the time has just gone 12 minutes to the hour 8. I am looking at James chapter 3, verses 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. And this is all about speech. Spiritual diseases are also brought on by speech. The things we say, the manner in which we say these things, the manner in which we talk to people, the manner in which we address people, we basically can defile their souls. Professor.
Thank you again, my brother. Yeah, you're talking about the effects of the tongue. Then speaks, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body. I want to add to the scripture that what the tongue says is what the heart has instructed. Because you will never say anything that is not starting from the heart, because at the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So in other words, while we know that it has been spoken by an individual or we are speaking it, we need to look at the source. It means where it comes from is corruption, where it comes from there is sickness, where it comes from there is a disease. So in other words, we need to deal with the source, which is the heart. What is the condition of your heart? What is in your heart? What do you feed your heart? Because a heart cannot just give off of what it is not birth with. It cannot just give off of what it is not being fed with. So in other words, we need to be very much aware of what we are feeding our heart. What are we feeding on? Because what we are feeding on, obviously, is what we are going to take out. We are going to vomit it out, and we are going to speak it out as we are quoting this verse, that the tongue becomes this fire. But when we have to tame the tongue, it needs to start from our heart. So believers must learn to eat the right things, right spiritual food. We spoke about that some other time. They need to ingest the right spiritual food so that they can speak right. You cannot speak right if you're not eating right. So what you are and what you are speaking is determined by what you feed on. What are you entertaining? Are you entertaining envy? Are you entertaining jealousy? Are you entertaining all of these lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life? If these are the things that you are entertaining, these are the things that will be revealed. They will manifest in many different ways. The other thing that I want to speak about as the spiritual disease is pride. Sometimes we are unaware that pride is overtaking us, and we are now getting more pompous than we should be. And we don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to be under the authority of the Spirit of God because there's this pride. And you don't even allow the Word of God to speak to you. It's very sad if you find a believer who cannot be tamed by the Word of God because he or she believes he is above the Word. He is correct. He is always doing the right things. Pride, and the Bible warns us against such a disease because it tames us, or it takes glory from us. It takes from us something that we should be revealing to the world. We should be revealing God. And if we are not revealing God, it means God is not going to have his position. He will lose his position in church. He will lose his position in the society because people who are supposed to reveal him, they have pride. In their speech, they don't reveal Christ. In their actions and their conduct, they don't reveal Christ because of pride. And some of the pride activities that we are witnessing, they come through speech. The way you will talk, the way you will speak about others, the way you will do things, the way you will refer to other things, he will be saying there is pride in the heart of this person. There is corruption in the heart of this person. There is sickness in the heart of this person. And we need to start looking into the issues of healing, issues of curing those wounds that are sometimes are long wounds that have been there and they've been covered by the scab. We are going to slow down. Mangabe kade saba khona and sivalekile sinobuku. Awuloku sithinta nje. This past comes out a bit. But if you could say, I need healing, and you go to the clinic of the Holy Spirit, you open yourself up, you open your heart out, God can clean your heart, but you can't go to God for that because of pride again. These are the spiritual diseases that we are dealing with in these days.
Yes, indeed. The time has just gone 8 minutes to the hour. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729, and we are touching base on spiritual diseases, what they are even all about, you know, and how they come about in one's life, right? And I'm looking also into this very aspect. Spiritual diseases can, in many instances, come unnoticed in the life of a person to such an extent that a person would reject their existence. And it's true, you know. Yeah. Anyway, Mana Lady says, hi, Pastor Ray, just switched on my radio. You should please have her again on your show. She's really encouraging me by what she is saying. Bless her. Mana Lady is talking about Professor Buyisondezi there. All right, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the issue of spiritual diseases, what they even are all about. All right. Now, spiritual diseases also, as has been cleansing towards spiritual diseases has been promised through Christ. They've been promised through Christ. Yet you and I have to look into these things that are polluting us, these things that are making us dirty, the sins that are actually making us not to be able to live the life that the Father wants us to live. It's very, very important that we look into that. And I am looking into some of the things. Spiritual diseases that come about also, we see them. Just hold on for me. Just hold on a bit. Just a bit. I'm turning on something. All right. We see them. Aha. Here's this one. Murmuring is an indication. It says, look at this. Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you. For the Elohim is greater than man. Murmuring. When one is murmuring against the Father. Job chapter 33 verse 12. And then of course also Proverbs 19 verse 3 says, the foolishness of a man twists his way and his heart frets against the Elohim. When we bend on foolishness, anything that is devoid of the wisdom of the Father is indicative of a spiritual disease. Okay, wait. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 39. Why should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. When we somewhat become dissatisfied towards the Father, it is indicative of a spiritual disease, a lack of understanding of the multitude of blessings that the Father gives to us. Okay, Jonah is a good example. 4 verse 2 of Jonah. So he prayed to the Elohim and said, ah, Elohim, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful Elohim, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm, spiritual disease, wishing harm upon people. Wishing harm upon people. You see, Jonah wanted the Father to punish those people. Anger and wishing harm upon people, lacking the grace of the Father, is an indicative of a spiritual disease. I tell you, let's listen to Frank. Frank, what are you saying?
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Professor. Yo, I'm sorry for sending a message so late because I see it's almost 8 o'clock. I just wanted to ask, is fear also included as
a spiritual disease?
Because mostly those people who are afraid, who are scared, they are the ones who usually go to the Sangomas and ask for Muti so that they could sleep peacefully. And yeah, I just wanted to ask that, is fear also a part of spiritual disease?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. Is fear also part of a spiritual disease? And fear is brought on by many things, eh? Fear is brought on by many things. One of the things the professor has spoken about is unbelief. The second one is doubt. Doubt also brings fear. So fear basically makes one to be double-minded, makes one to be timid. Yet the word says we have not been given the spirit of timidity and fear, but the spirit of boldness and of a sound mind. So if we negate this, we exhibit spiritual diseases on our part. Professor, in the next minute, what say you?
Thanks again, my brother. The last scripture that I would like to quote as we come into an end is Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2, where we're looking into how do we get the spiritual diseases. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So this scripture says to me, we need to be careful of where we are and who we associate with, because spiritual diseases are contagious. You can be infected by spiritual disease by having a company that will infect you with such things. And here the Bible says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you may be infected by their ungodly walk, and then you become sick in your spirit. So, in short, before we could close, these are the things you must be careful of. Check your company. check who talks to you, check who you sit with, check who is your influencer, because they have power to influence you in such a way that you become sick spiritually. To come to a close, brother, I want to thank everybody who has congratulated me. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. I really appreciate your words of encouragement. May the glory of the Lord go back to him as you continue in your good works. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. And thank you so much, Professor. We really appreciate. And of course, next week, we are going to be touching base on the sinful fruit. Our topic will be the sinful fruit. We will be touching base on that. Thank you so much for listening. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless his holy name that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Thank you, Professor. Much blessings to the family, too.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you all. Blessings to our listeners. May the glory of the Lord be upon you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for praying for us while on air. Thank you for being patient with us. I know you know far much more better than us, but you continue to be patient. And we give the Father all the glory. May you be blessed abundantly. Shalom.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.